Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook. The Science of High Performance, Developmental Toughness, Boost Willpower, Master New Skills, and Achieve Your Goals Faster. Written by Sam Bathla. Narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1. What is High Performance? Don't lower your expectations to meet your performance. Raise your level of performance to meet your expectations. Ralph Marston. It was not just a regular day at the office for Jenny. She would finally get to know her performance appraisal results along with other colleagues. Therefore, she was a bit nervous. She was frequently looking at her watch and then towards the cabin of her marketing head. The marketing department she worked in was buzzing more than usual. Jenny noticed people going in and out of her boss's office. Each colleague was spending 15 to 20 minutes in there. A few people came out looking cheerful, while others didn't seem that happy, and few seemed frustrated. Her heart started beating faster, as it was her turn now. She was about to enter that corner room in the next 10 minutes. We want and keep longing for things in life. But when those moments arrive, we get nervous and full of anxiety. Jenny was experiencing similar thoughts and emotions. Finally, she was called in. Her reporting manager, a tall, handsome man in his early 40s, sat along with a young HR representative from the organization. Jenny took her seat, and after just initial greetings, the discussion on appraisal and feedback started. She started realizing her anxiety and fears were not unfounded. She got the feedback that her performance was not up to the mark, and the organization desired her to gear up faster, strengthen her competencies and skill set to address her job requirements better. Finally, she received a letter that offered an average 3-star performance rating, 5 stars being the top performance, with a marginal salary hike. Deeply sad and frustrated, she came out of the room and managed to reach at her desk. Sitting at her desk, she started to realize what had happened. She thought about all her colleagues who came out looking happy. Then she thought of Zara. Zara was one of the smartest young women in her marketing team, and she had come out of the room with a big, victorious smile on her face. In the next few minutes, Jenny was at Zara's workstation inquiring how Zara's performance was rated by the company. Zara told her about her wonderful performance appraisal, with a promotion to the next level and a decent pay hike. After this brief talk with Zara and somehow managing her work during the day, she left early. Sitting at home, Jenny tried to understand what had led to her bad performance rating. She was equally thoughtful and curious to recollect past instances about Zara's stupendous performance. Jenny also recalled that Zara always had enjoyed more freedom in her work because she had always delivered great results. She was quite independent in her approach of dealing with the organization's clients and meetings. She enjoyed a great amount of flexibility to accommodate her meeting schedule with clients. Though Zara seemed to be consistently given more work responsibilities, she never appeared stressed or worried about her work. Now Jenny started to introspect on her own working life. She realized that she was mostly anxious about work and what her superiors were going to think about her. She was swamped with work, despite having had much less work than Zara. Further, she was almost always the last one to leave the office every day. Jenny was puzzled and curious to know, what made Zara deliver such amazing results despite more work under her belt? What made Zara work seemingly without any stress? Are there any special traits she had acquired from her parents, or had she learned the formidable qualities by practice? Is there some secret recipe that attributes to her stupendous performance that allows her to lead a successful and happy life?
More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russelericnewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.